Okay, good morning, everybody. Chavad Arav. Welcome to the beginning of Shas, Brachas Daf Beis. Few words of introduction. Resumption of Shas, Brachas Daf Beis. Besachas Brachas is about, as somebody, I forgot already who, somebody said it to see him, the actual idea of Brachas does not begin until the sixth parak. Until the sixth parak, it's really all about Shema, and davening and Shemona Esrei, yet it's still called brachos. Why is it called brachos? So, and why do we even start with the Masechta of brachos? Why does Shas begin with the Masechta of brachos? So the Rambam says something fascinating. He says that someone has to go to a doctor. Someone's not well and needs a doctor. The first thing the doctor is going to do to get you healthy, to get you back on track, is to talk about your diet. What is the person eating? How's the person? That's the first thing. So the first thing you have to do when you're talking about a person in a spiritual life is to adjust his spiritual diet. So we'll get to that in the rest of Zerayim. But at least you have to start with brachas. The first thing you do is you make a bracha. Fights even before you eat. Once we're talking about brachas, so you might as well start off with Shema and Shemon Esrei, which also deal with brachas. And others say, I believe the Meiri says it, he says because, after all, Shema and Shemona Esrei have a deal with the Yesodos of life, Baal Salmach HaShemayim, all these types of things. I saw something fascinating last night. There's only one Masechta in Shas that, unlike parashas of the Torah that are named after the first word or the second word, only one Masechta in Shas is named after the first word that really has nothing to do with the Masechta. Anybody guess? Masechta is Beitza. It's called Beitza because it's the first word of the Masechta. It doesn't do with eggs. Right? That's why this Masechta is not called Masechta's Me'i Messiah or Masechta's Kriya Shema. It's not called that. Every Masechta is called, basically, the topic that's in it. Brachas is in it. It's maybe a little later, maybe you have to get the Brachas Kriya Shema, but it's all called Brachas. Okay? So, that introduction, here we go. Me'i Messiah Korin Es Shema. When do we recite Shema? Ba'arvin. At night. When do we recite Kriya Shema at night? Right away, the Ritva says, how come over here we say Me'ei Mesai Korin in a Lashon plural? When do we collectively recite Shema? And in Masechta's Megillah, for example, it says the Megillah is Nikreis in singular. And the Ritva answers, because Megillah, only one person reads the Megillah, and everybody sits and listens. Kriya Shema, everyone has to say their own Kriya Shema. Therefore, it's said as a rabbin to highlight that every single person has to say Kriya Shema. There's a halachic discussion, can somebody be motzi someone else in Kriya Shema? So the guy can't read or whatever. Can that even be true? Might not be halachic. You might be able to be motzi somebody in Kriya Shema, but it says it as a plural to highlight that. So, Misha Shahakahanim Nechnasin Le'echel Trumasan. When is the time of Kriya Shema begin? It begins at the time that the Kahanim enter what? They can begin to eat Truma. The Gemara will say, that is Seis HaKochavim. When a Kohen is Tamei, he's not allowed to eat Truma. He makes himself Tahar, he goes to the Mikvah, he has to wait till nightfall. Once nightfall happens, he now becomes eligible to eat Truma again. At that moment, he's able to recite Shema. It's a very funny language. At the time that the Kahanim nichnasin le'echol trumasan. It doesn't say at the time when they eat truma. That's not what it says. At the time when they're able to eat truma. Divrei Rebbe Sof Hashmur Rishona. When does the time to say Shema end? When does it end? At the end of the first watch. What watch are we talking about? Tomorrow and later in the week, these heavenly watches, mystical ideas. Basically, it's either a third of the night or a quarter of the night. So it starts at Teitz HaKochavim, and it ends at whenever it ends, a third of the night or a quarter of the night. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. That's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Okay, right here we get to the first Rashi. Not the first Rashi. It's the last wide line. Rashi says, Ad Sof HaShmur Rishona. So Rashi is going to tell you what the Gemara is going to say. Shalosh Shlish HaLaila, it's one third of the night. Whenever the night begins, whenever the night ends, you divide that into three, till the end of the third, first third, that's where it ends. To the Mefarish B'Gemara. Umisham ve'eilech over zman. After that, the time is over. You can no longer recite Shema. Why? The lo mikri su zman shchiva. It's no longer called the time when people go to sleep. That's why Shema has such a funny time, because when people go to sleep. How do you know that? Because it says ubeshavcha uvkumecha, when you go to sleep and when you wake up. Velo karirim be beshavcha, and we can no longer call it beshavcha. Umikamehachi, and before that time, nami lazman shchiva. 4 o'clock in the afternoon is also not a time when people go to sleep. So therefore, that's too early. Before Tzeitzak V'Chavim is too early. After the end of the first watch, it's too late. Lefikach, therefore, Hakari Kodem Lachain, Yoyati Yedei Chavato. If you read it before that, you're not Yotze. Now, this is a mitzvah Tzei Doraisa. And you read it before that, you're not Yotze. Im Kain. If so, says Rashi. Rashi lived in France, Germany. Really, France. He died in the year 1105. He was born in 1060, and he died in the year 1105. It's a very long time ago, and Rashi's going to say something astounding. He says, Imkain, Lama Koronos of a Beis HaKnesses. So why do they daven Ma'ariv in Shul before Tzeitzak V'Chavim? Why do they do that? All shuls do that. Even today, in the year 2012. Not all shuls, many shuls. This shul does it. Why do they daven Ma'ariv before Tzeitzak V'Chavim? Right? Why do we do that? If you can't be yotze your mitzvah of Kriya Shema anyway, it's too early. So Rashi answers, because k'dei lamod b'tfilah, because to Shemona Esrei, you're allowed to daven then. U'mitoch divrei Torah. He shouldn't say it's words of Torah, it's part of the Torah, he's saying the Torah, okay. V'hachi tana b'braitza b'brachas Yerushalmi. That's what I saw in Brachas in a Yerushalmi. L'fikach, therefore, chova aleinu l'grosa mishetetzach. You must repeat Shemona Esrei after it gets dark. U'b'kriya parasha rishona, and with the first parasha, sha'adam kore al mitaso, yatza. The Kriya Shema that you're going, the first parsha Rashi says, that you're going to say Kriya Shema al Hamita, that's really your mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's really your mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So why do we daven Ma'ariv so early? We just do that because, why do we say Kriya Shema so early? Because we daven Ma'ariv, we just really want to have some words of Torah. It would be a funny thing to walk into shul, say Shemon Esrei and leave. It's a pretty fast Ma'ariv. So they say Kriya Shema now. Are you Yotzei your mitzvah? No, you're not. As a matter of fact, the Moshe Feinstein has a suffix. If you have kavana by Kriya Shema in shul when it's too early, and then you have again kavana by Kriya Shema when you go home, would that be a problem of baltosah? He said two Kriya Shema, here's a suffix. Could it even be such a thing as baltosah by Kriya Shema? But he has a question about that. Tosfos, this big Tosfos here, which we're not going to read inside, it's very long, he has a lot of problems with Rashi. And he has a lot of problems with Rashi's answer, that you're Yotzei based on Kriya Shema al Hamita. Because the Gemara is going to say later in the week that a Talmid Chacham doesn't have to say Kriya Shema al Hamita, because he's going to go to sleep with thoughts of Torah in his head, he's anyway protected from harmful spirits, so how can it be that that's the Ikar Kriya Shema, and yet a Talmid Chacham's putter? That doesn't make any sense. Tosfos agrees. He saw what went on in the shuls, that people were davening Ma'ariv early. So Tosfos says one of two answers. Either we don't hold like this Mishnah, and on the base we're going to have four other opinions about when you could start saying Kriya Shema, so we must hold like one of the other four, and it's an earlier time. Or, Tosfos says, words that we know something about, he says, well, what you could do is, you could daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha, and then daven Ma'ariv after Plag HaMincha. There's a sheet in the Gemara that says you could do that. That's much earlier than Tzeitzak V'Chavim. And therefore, basically, we don't hold like this Mishnah. That's basically his answer. Either because of the Plag issue, probably the Plag issue is, in order for that to really work, you have to daven Mincha before Plag, which becomes hard. No shul does that. They call Mincha Ma'ariv, like here in this shul, it's 15 minutes before Shkia. That's depending on how long, on when you want to hold Tzeitzak V'Chavim begins, it's after Plag HaMincha. So that answer is hard. The other answer is we don't hold this. We hold like other opinions of what Tzedek HaChacham is. How do we paskin? Anyone know how we paskin? Basically, we paskin like Rashi. Believe it or not, we paskin like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Lamed Hey, read this Mishnah, you read this, he says, Zman Kriyash, oh, one more thing, I'm sorry, I said. So Tosfos says, so why do we do this? Why are we doing this? And Tosfos' answer is, well, the reason why we're Makil, and we allow Kriyat Shema at a time when really we're holding like not a Mishnah, but the first Mishnah in Shas is not Lahalacha. Remember the ones who wrote that? First Mishnah in Shas, everybody's so excited, it's such a nice crowd over here, and we don't even hold like this. So it's a hard thing to say. Tosfos says, because you know what's going to happen? People come to Shulchan Mincha. If we don't have a Ma'ariv right away, everyone's going to go home. Who's going to come back for Ma'ariv? Right? Once again, it's hard. So because of that reason, they were misaki to do Mincha Ma'ariv together. Much more incentive for people to come to shul. Once you're there, right, all right, there's a break for 5 minutes. All right, I'll sit through that too, and then I'll have a Ma'ariv, and then I'm punted for the rest of the night. Because of that reason, they were misaki to do it that way. And then Tosfos says, don't worry, we have who to rely on for that. Mechaber will have none of that. And the Rabbah doesn't argue. So Mechaber says, Zman Kriyat Shema Balayla, Mishas, Yitzias, Shlosha, Kochavim, Ketanim. Which is the buzzword for Tzedek HaKochavim. When the stars come out. V'im hu yom mu'unan, if it's a cloudy day, you should wait till you don't have any suffix. V'im kara kodam l'chein, if you read it before that time, Chozer, you have to read it again, below Brachos. V'im hatzibur makdimin likros Kriyat Shema b'bod yom, the Tzibur does it early, like almost every shul. Yikra imohem kriyashma, read with them, uberchosel, and the brachos. V'yispal imohem, and daven with them. K'shigiyazman, and when the time comes later, kore kriyashma below brachos. Recite it again without brachos, which is why, many times we announce over here, everybody should remember to recite kriyashma again. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, Mishnah Berurah is going to say exactly what Tosfos says. He says, he says in Sif Kot and Ches, he says, "Va'yosin came ibn adchak." Really, no alternative. De'im shekav pa'amim many times. Ilu ha'yam amtinan betfilas arvus. I'd say tzakochavim. If you would really wait till tzakochavim, ha'yakol echad ha'lech lebeito, everybody would go home. V'lo ha'yu mispalim mitzibur. They wouldn't daven with a minion. Why? Shetorach lahem les asef od. If they come back to shul, gather again to daven with a minion. V'gam ika ameyaret tuva. There's a lot of amaratim out there. D'i lo yispalu b'tzibur. If they wouldn't daven with a minion, lo hayu mispalim klal. They're not going to daven at all. V'alkein som chinatzman al das Rabbi Yehuda. Either we rely on Rabbi Yehuda, d'sfir let me plaga mincha ulamayla nechshav arvitz. Once it's mincha mayriv, once it's plaga mincha, you can daven mayriv. L'spal tzvitz arvitz. And he says, it's a shasat chak. Since it's my nighttime regarding davening, we'll say it's my time regarding Shema. Also, and then he says, "Hayimin Hagam Shu Karin Oz King Kriyashma," and that's why we'll recite Kriyashma. Then the Mishnah ends off with the following line: "Afal Pi Af Shahu Delo Kehilchas Al Rova Poskim." Even though that's not the majority opinion. In other words, it's really a bidyevet. It's really a bidyevet. I met once my mother's uncle over Chasana. We went to daven Ma'ariv. He said, "What are you doing? Daven Ma'ariv now?" So what do you mean? It's after Shkia. He said, "You wait till after Shkia. Why don't you wait till after Tzeitz? Like the majority opinion." So I said to him, "Because I don't know if I'm gonna have a chance to daven later. This is my chance right now. It might not be the most ideal situation. It might not be, but that's okay." Shmuel does say. I mean, it is. But you should just know that in the Ikar Adin, we do pass them like Rashi. What? Okay. Next. V'chachamim omer, v'chachamim say, ad chatzos. You have till midnight. You have till midnight, not till the end of the first watch, which we assume is before midnight. Rabbi Gamliel omer, ad shiala mor ha-shachar. No, really you have the whole day. Really you have the whole day.
All night.
The whole night, till dawn, till the morning. What? Until the day, right. You don't have to stop at midnight. You don't have... Maisa, there was a story. Uba'a bana v'beit ha-mishta. That Rabbi Gamliel's children came back from we assume this is a wedding. Amrulo, lo karinu eshma. We still haven't recited the Shema. The question is, how come they didn't recite the Shema? Like, why didn't they stop and recite the Shema? So the Taz says, because they started the wedding before night, so there was no mitzvah yet to to recite the Shema. They were busy with that mitzvah, though. Never had an opportunity. Plus, they were lazy. Oh, we forgot tonight. No, that wasn't the pshat. The pshat is they started when they started this mitzvah of whatever they were doing at this mishteh before night. No chiyuv kicked in. Now here they are. It's after midnight already. Amolahem. So Rabbi Gamliel told them, Im lo ala amora shachar. If you have not yet, if it's not yet dawn, chayav natem likros. You have a chiyuv to recite Shema. V'lo zu bilvad. Not only that, amru. Not only that, ela kol mash amru chacham ad chatzos. Whenever there's a mitzvah to do something until chatzos, really mitzvahs and atziyah la moda shachar. Really, you have the whole night to do it. You have the whole night to do it. For example, hakder chalavim, burning of the fat of certain karbanos, the evarim and the limbs of a carbon ola, were mitzvahs and atziyah la moda shachar. Really, you can do that the whole night. Right? The karbanos had to be brought only by day. So the karbanos had to be brought by day. So if it was a busy day at the Beis Hamikdash, they would bring all the slaughter and shecht, do zrikas hadam of all the karbanos, and the burning of the fats, they could do that at night. So it saved time. We'll put it over there in that pile, and after night, when we can't shecht any more karbanos, then we'll start burning stuff. So really, you have the right to do that. And they could burn it the whole night. V'chol ne'achalim liyom echad, and anything that you're allowed to eat for one day, for example, the karban Pesach, had to be eaten for, well, the karban Pesach is a different exception. It's a chatas. Chatas can be eaten that day. The day you bring it, you have to eat it. Really, mitzvahs and atziyah l'amora shachar. Really, you can eat it the whole night. 2 o'clock in the morning, you can eat it 100%. Im kain lama amru chachamim ad chatzos. Why did the chachamim say, wait until chatzos? Kedei laharchik adam min ha'aveira. Because they knew people. Stop you from doing an aveira. What's the aveira? The aveira is, you're going to fall asleep, or maybe you're going to forget. So, oh, I'll say Kriya Shema later. When later? Well, I'll wake up early and I'll say Kriya Shema. I'll go to sleep. I'll wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll say Kriya Shema then. That happens. It's okay. You have the whole night to do it. However, that's not ideal. Many people oversleep. People are people. Therefore, that's not an option. How do we paskin over here? So Shulchan Aruch paskin. Really, l'chadchila, listen to this. L'chadchila, you should say Kriya Shema as early as possible. Why? Such a concept called Zrizim Akdivin L'mitzvah. The first opportunity you have, you should say Kriya Shema. First opportunity. If you miss that time, you couldn't, whatever it is, you have till Chatzos. If it's after Chatzos, which does come up, it's after Chatzos, then, of course, the Rishabura says like this. Of course, you yotze your mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Because we hold it the Chachamim, that really you have the whole night. However, you do lose out on this idea that the Chachamim said, do it before midnight, to prevent yourself from perhaps falling asleep. So you lose out on that ideal. Do you lose your mitzvah? Absolutely not. You bekayim your mitzvah of Kriya Shema, even if it's after midnight. Okay, one second. Now Rashi says, look at the Rashi, of the last Rashi of the Mishnah. Kedei laharchik adam min aveira. Only give me the first few lines. Rashi says, v'asurim ba'achila kodem zmanam, it's usher to eat them before the zman, Rashi seems to say that if you eat it afterwards, it's usher to eat it after chatzos. These things that you have the whole night to do, the Chachamim said it became the usher, right? V'chein kriya shma, lazari des ha'adam, to stir a person, to encourage a person. Shelo yomar, yesh li od shehus, I have plenty of time. U'besoch kach, yala mora shachar, dawn will pass, the Avril Osman, and he'll blow it. Seems to imply that he's not allowed to. The Chum prohibited him. That's what it seems to say, right? It's comparing it to the idea of eating, of getting kareis to eating a carbon after chatzos. Min HaTorah, you're allowed to. Right? So, Mr. Brewer doesn't really seem to hold from that. Can recite it after chatzos if you have to. Better to do that than not to do it at all. And you might lose out on that kiyum of, you know, okay, I didn't listen to the rabbis over here. Okay.
They mean just
Kriya Shema. Just Kriya Shema. Right, we're going to get how Myra fits into with Kriya Shema, we'll get to, because they really have different times. Right, the Chiyuv derives of Kriya Shema. There's no Chiyuv derives of Davin. There's no Rabbanon. How it fit, we do it together. Could we do it separately? That's what Tosfos said. Who's going to come back for that? People are people. I came from Meir. Now I got to come back and say Kriya Shema. Forget that. I'm not going to go for Meir, right? So that's exactly why so many shuls structure their Mincha Meir that way, because they know people, right? That's exactly why it is. Okay, ask the Gemara the following question. Listen to this question. Opening Gemara of Shas. Tana hechakoi diktana me'emesai. Where do we even say the rule that you have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema that all of a sudden they ask, well, when is that Kriya Shema? When is that? Where did that come? We don't even know anything about Kriya Shema. This is the first Mishnah in Shas. From when do we recite Kriya Shema? Well, where did it say there isn't such a thing as Kriya Shema? Right? We don't even know anything about Kriya Shema. All of a sudden, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shas, skips step one and jumps right to step two. By the way, Kriya Shema, you have to start at the Tzitzak HaKavim. What do you mean Kriya Shema? Where did Kriya Shema come from? That's what the Gemara asks. The Tzlach asks, you have so many Mitzvahs like that. So many Mitzvahs like that. By the way, Mitzvahs Trumos, there's no Gemara on that, never once said that you have to give Truma to a Kohen. It's 11 Prakim, a brutal Mitzvah there. Never once said, and by the way, you have to give Truma to a Kohen. Never says it. So the Tzlach says, yes. Because we asked this question the first time in Shas, and then we'll have to ask it again. So many Mitzvahs like Mishnayos many times leave out the Pasuk. Just give me the Gemara's answer. The Mishnayos didn't have to tell you a Pasuk. Right? The Pasuk says you recite Shema. Oh, the Pasuk doesn't say when. Oh, the Mishnah starts off in Shas. Well, when do you do that? First step's missing. So the Gemara... But Sue, also, Mishnah to Tani Arvis Beresha. Why are we starting with the night Shema? Listen, Shachris Beresha. Why don't we start with the morning Shema? Why is the night better than the morning? The day starts in the evening, right? As a matter of fact, I heard once, that's one of the reasons why Shas starts with the mitzvah of Shema, because it's the first mitzvah you're able to do when you become a gadol. When a boy turns 13, when does he become 13? He becomes 13 at night. Right. The first mitzvah you're able to do is to recite Shema. Think about that. You could do Kibbutz of Aim first, you could do that, that's true. You could learn Torah first, you could. But, you know, most of the time, for the first mitzvah you do, you could dive in Myrus. And you're kind of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the first mitzvah you do, it's the first mitzvah in Shas. The first mitzvah in Shas. Also, Tana, the Gemara answers, why should we have started with the day? Because I think Tosfos says, because Karbanos start by the day. And it's just like Tefillah, okay. So Gemara answers, no. Tana akroikoi. The Mishnah patterned itself on the Pasuk. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, it's actually this week's Parsha, b'shavkecha, when you lie down, uv kumecha, and when you get up. It's not this week's Parsha? Yes, it's this week's Parsha. What? That is pretty cool. When you lie down and when you wake up. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is tied to when you go to sleep and when you wake up. V'hachi ketani. And this is what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah knows that this week's Parsha is Parshas Ve'etzchanan, where we're going to read about Kriya Shema. The Mishnah knows that. That Mishnah doesn't tell you that. Now that you know that there's such a concept of Kriya Shema, well, when does it begin? Zman Kriya Shema Deshchiva Emas. So when is that time of nighttime Kriya Shema recital? When is that? B'shoa Shehakahanim Nechnasim Lechel Trumasan. At the time when the time the Kahanim come to eat their Truma. That's answer number one. V'iba Yisema. Answer number two. So there's a big discussion in the Migdal Od, one of the priests on the Rambam. Whenever the Gemara has two answers, if there's a nafkimina lahalacha, which here there isn't, if there is, which is the better answer, the first one or the second one? Ikad diamri. Others say, right, ibay seima, if there's a difference, which one's better? So I don't know. Here it doesn't make a difference. Yalif mi b'yasa shalolam. Now the Mishnah starts off the way the world is created. Tichziv vayi erev vayi voker yom echad. It was night and it was day. One day. You don't have to get very far. You don't have to get very far in the Torah to see that the Torah puts the night first. Torah puts the night first. The Mishnah puts the night first. Ihachi, if that's true, Sefer Diktoni. So the Sefer doesn't mean the Sefer of this Mishnah. It means a later Mishnah. Later Mishnah says, B'shachar, in the morning when you're sitting in shul, saying Brichas Kriyishma, Mevarech Shtayim Lefoneha. There are two brachos before Shema. Two brachos before Shema are Yoter Or and Avarava. The Achas L'Achareha. And one bracha after Shema, Gol Yisrael. Ube'erev, and in the night, Mevarech Shtayim Lefen. There are two before, right? The first two parashas, those first two brachas. And Shtayim L'Achareha. Two afterwards. What are the two afterwards? Gol Yisrael and Ashkenaz. Right? There are two afterwards. So listed by Ivers Bereisha. How come that Mishnah doesn't put the night one first? So the Gemara answers, here's why. Because Tana Pasach Ba'arvis, the Mishnah starts off with night. The night is first. What does the Mishnah say? When do you recite Kriyat Shema at night? The next Mishnah is going to say later in the Masechta, when do you recite when do you recite Ma'ariv in the morning? When is that? That's the next Mishnah. Once we're discussing the morning, now the Gemara feels all right. Now the Mishnah. All right, now we'll talk about the brachas of the morning, and then we'll go back to talk about the brachas at night. So that's what the Gemara answers. So Tana Pasach Ba'arvis. First, we talk about the Kriya Shema at night. V'hadar Tani B'Shachris. Then we talk about the Kriya Shema of the morning. Ad Dekoy B'Shachris. Once we're already mentioning the Kriya Shema of Shachris, Pirish Mili D'Shachris. We will continue and discuss the details of the Kriya Shema of Shachris. V'hadar Pirish Mili D'Arvis. Then we'll go back and discuss the details of the night Shachris, of the night Ma'arvis. Okay? Good? Okay. Now we're going to get a very... It's not hard Gemara at all. It's just complicated. We're going to have like five different opinions of exactly when Shema begins. The Mishnah gave one time, which was called Tzeitzak Kochavim. We're going to have like four other opinions now. All different times. All close to that Zman. Like Tosva said, maybe we don't hold like our Mishnah. We hold like one of these other four. Well, here we go. Amar Mar. We just said that Mishah Shakahanim Nichnasim Le'echal Trumasa, at the time when the Kahanim come to eat their Truma. Michti. Let's see. When is that time? Kahanim. Eimas Ka'achli B'Truma. When can a Kohen eat Truma? Again, why couldn't he eat Truma earlier? Because he was Tameh. A Tameh Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. When can a Kohen eat Truma? Mishah Tzeitzak Kochavim. At the end of the day. So V'Lisni Mishah Tzeitzak Kochavim. So why did the Mishnah just say that? Why did the Mishnah just say that? Why did the Mishnah be clear and say at nighttime? Night, we're going to get over the course of the Masechta. We're going to try to spend time. Maybe that's certainly a room for an extra shiur. When exactly is Tzeitzak Kochavim? What does that mean? Right? We have all these words that we throw out there. Shkia, Tzeitz. What do all these things mean? What do they really mean? Right? It's a very... very relevant. Every day of our lives is relevant. Well, what exactly does all that mean? Hopefully we'll talk about it more. No question about it. Night, and that applies to when a Kohen can eat Truma, Kriya Shema, all starts at Tzeitzak Kochavim. So why did the Mishnah just say that? Just say Tzeitzak Kochavim. It's so much more simple. So the Gemara says, you're right, the Mishnah could have done that, but it wanted to throw in another halacha. Milsa agav orcha kamashmalan. It wanted to tell you another din. That what? That Kahanim emas ka'achli truma. When do Kahanim eat truma? When can they eat truma? Mishas Tzeitzak Kochavim. From Tzeitzak Kochavim. That's another added thing. I told you, when do you say Shema? Whenever the Kahanim can eat truma. Which is what? Tzeitzak Kochavim. To let you know that they both share the exact same time. Okay, threw in another halacha. V'akamash malon. And the point is, de kapara lo ma'akva. That when a Kohen, a kapara, when a Kohen becomes Tameh, part of his Tyra process is going to the mikvah, waiting till nightfall, and also he has to bring a carbon. But you can bring that carbon tomorrow. That carbon is not going to stop him from eating Truma night. So Monday he's Tameh. Monday night he'll be Tahar. Monday night already he can eat Truma. He doesn't have to wait to bring his carbon to eat Truma. He has to bring a carbon. He owes a carbon. He can bring it Tuesday. Maybe he can even bring it Wednesday. He's got to bring it another time, right? Tuesday will be day number 8. So he was Tamei Mace. He has to wait 7 days. So Monday is day 7. Monday night already, he can eat Truma. And Tuesday, he has to bring a carbon. He owes a carbon. But that carbon is not going to stop him from eating Truma. That's the Chiddush. Tosva says, in the last Tosvos, V'im Tomar asks Tosvos, Hotanina Chodazimna, but Mesechtas Negoyim. We learned that already. That's old news. Once nightfall happens, you're allowed to eat truma. So you tell me that the opening Mishnah Shas wanted to tell me something that we already know. We have in other places that a Kohen has to wait till nightfall. At nightfall he can eat Truma, and he doesn't have to... That's old news. Tosus gives a fascinating answer. V'yesh lomar. De regilas shal mishnayis la'ashm inan b'kitzer af ma'ashm afurish kvar. Mishnayis will do that. They will throw in something like this in a very quick way. Yes, it's written somewhere else. And it doesn't stop them from repeating themselves. You're entitled to repeat yourself. You're entitled to drive home the point. It's mentioned somewhere in the Goyim. That's a pretty rare mesechta. People, that's not one of the hot mesechtas, in the Goyim. So the Mishnah will throw it in over here to let you know that it's the same Zman. Seitzak Kochavim, the Kohen can eat Truma, you can recite Shema, and a Kohen doesn't have to wait for Seitzak, doesn't have to wait to bring his carbon. He owes it, doesn't have to, that won't stop him from eating Truma. Kid Tanya, back in the Gemara, third to last line, Uba Hashemesh, the Pasuk says, Uba Hashemesh, the sun sets, Vitaher. And the Gemara assumes this means, and the day went away. The day went away. Bias Shimsho, the setting of the sun, Ma'akvasa Mulechal Truma. That stops the Kohen from eating Truma. He can't eat Truma until the sun sets, until it's night. In Kaparaso, Ma'akvasa Mulechal Truma. But the Kapara, the carbon he has to bring, that doesn't stop him from eating Truma. Umimai, how do you know? The high Ubo Hashemesh, that the words Ubo Hashemesh, Bias Hashemesh, means the setting of the sun. The high Vitahar, and the word Vitahar, that I translated as, and the day is gone, means Tahar Yoma, the day is gone. Dilma, maybe, Bias Orohu, maybe it means the coming of the light, meaning the morning of the eighth day. Umay Vitahar, what does Vitahar mean? Tahar Gavra, and the person is now Tahar. Why are you making the word Tahar on the day, not on the person? What would that mean? That would mean that the seventh night, he goes to the mikvah, maybe he doesn't. It doesn't, he's not allowed to eat truma. He has to wait till the eighth day, go bring a carbon, and now he can eat truma. You got you. Maybe that's what it means. So the Gemara says that's not really possible. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila, Im Kain, Lema Kra, Vayitar. The Pasuk would have said it as a command. And you make sure you're Tahar. That's not what it said. It said Vitahar, and something happens. Rather, my Vitahar, what does Vitahar mean? Tar Yoma means the day happened. The day went away. The day went away. You, Mr. Cohen, are now eligible to eat Truma. You don't have to wait for your carbon. The Amri Inchi, like people say that. Iarev Shemsha, the sun set. The Adki Yoma, the day went away. That's it. And it's all you need. Bimarava, Hadrava Barav Shila Lo Shmielahu. They didn't hear in Eretz Yisrael, which is to the west of Bavel. They didn't hear that. They didn't hear this whole discussion. Uboy le mi boy. So they asked a question. They asked us a question. They didn't hear his answer, so they asked a question. The high Ubo Hashemesh Biath Shimshohu. Umai Vitahar Tahar Yoma. Is that what it means? That the setting of the when it says that the sun set, it means the sun set. And the word Vitahar goes on the day, that means the day is gone. Or Dilmore, maybe Biath Orohu. Maybe it means that the sun rose on the morning of the eighth day. Umay Vitahar Tahar Gavra. And what does it mean that there was Tahira? It means that the man became Tahar. How did he become Tahar? By two things. He waited till nightfall, and then the next day he went and brought his carbon right away.
Why the eighth day? Why was wait 8, 7 days?
Yeah. Because he's Tameh.
Tameh what?
Tameh Mace.
Tameh
Mace.
He's not just
no, he's Tameh Mace. He has to count 7 days. He can't bring it on the seventh day because he's still Tameh. No opportunity.
Calling a regular person.
Anybody has to wait 7 days, but a regular person can't eat truma. So it doesn't apply to a regular person. It only applies to a Kohen. V'hadar pshat pashtulei mibraisa. And we answered it from a braisa. Midiktani v'braisa. The braisa is going to say in a minute, which we're going to quote, simen l'davar tzeitzak v'chavim. That there's a simen, that this is tzeitzak v'chavim. Shma mina. What do you see from here? Bias shimshahu. It means the setting of the sun. Umay v'tahar. And what does it mean, v'tahar? Tahar Yoma, it means the day. The day went away. All a Kohen has to do is wait for the day to go away. He's allowed to eat Truma now. While he was Tameh Kohen, he's not allowed to eat Truma. So he couldn't eat Truma. He's allowed to eat regular food. He can't eat Truma. Once he counted 7 days, he waited. He was Tameh, he waited. Now it's over. He can eat Truma at night. Doesn't have to wait to bring his carbon. He owes the carbon, that won't stop him. Now, we just mentioned something about Tzeitzak HaKohavim. So Amar Mar, Mishosh HaKohanim Nechlasim Lechal Trumasim. the time that the Kohen could eat Truma. For Minu. Me'emesai Kohen Shema. When do we recite Shema? Misha Oni Shnichnat Le'echol Pito B'melach. A time when a poor man comes to eat his bread. Meaning, dinner time. Dinner time. When the poor man eats dinner, that's the time when you can start saying Kriya Shema. Ad, when does it end? B'shah she'omer omeid liftor mitok sudaso. At the time he goes to eat, finish the suda. It begins at dinner time, and it ends when dinner time is over. Tosfos asks, Tosfos b'shah she'oni nechnas lechol pita b'melach, now wait a minute, when does the oni say Kriya Shema? Because he can't eat till you daven. So if the time for Kriya Shema is dinner time, then when does the Oni recite Kriya Shema if he's eating dinner? What? Why? No, because we assume that's after dinner time. We're assuming now dinner time is early. Dinner time is earlier. We're assuming dinner time is earlier. There's a chart over here. There are five. There ends up going to be five zmanim. There are five zmanim of when five zmanim of when you can recite Kriya Shema. I'm sorry. It's afterwards, even afterwards. Of the five zmanim, this is zman number four. Of going from earlier to later, this is zman number four. I hear your question. That's a good point. Anyway, so he answers V'yesh Lomar in the fourth to last line. Dizman tvila have kodem l'zman suda. A little earlier. The lav dafka mishaani nichnas leechol ella porta meikara kaamar. A little before that, shaad sheyachin lo sudaso yikro v'yispalo. Okay, you get set the table. You recite Shema and then you sit down and eat. Right. Therefore, what do you mean? So therefore,
he's actually going to eat.
Right. He's actually sitting down to dinner as opposed to getting ready. Right. This is one of the zmanim. One of the zmanim. Seifa, now. Now, Seifa, the end of that statement, is Vadai Pligya Matnifu. There's no question that argues on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the ending time is either the first watch or midnight. Here, it's when the dinner's over. There's no question that argues on our Mishnah. By the way, the one of the Rishonim asked, the Rabbeinu Yohanan asked, it says in the Torah that you recite Kriya Shema B'Shiv Kachal when you go to sleep. Now we're saying it's dinner time? How does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. It's not. So he answers, listen, we all know these kind of people. They go to sleep at dinner time. They go to sleep very early. There are people in the world, and that doesn't mean time zones, in your neighborhood, right, that they have dinner at 3 p.m., and before you know it, they're sleeping already. So there is such a concept. There is such a, might not be the majority of people, but there are people like that. Anyway, ratio, what about the ratio? It's dinner time. Is that the same thing as Tzeitzak Ochavim? Mi leim a pligia masnitzim? Right? So it's low. Aniva Kohen chad shiuruhu. It's really the exact same shir. When the Kohen goes into Tzeitzak Ochavim and when the Oni sits down for dinner, it's really the same thing. It's the same exact thing. So if it's the same exact thing, why did the Brisa give a different time? So the answer is because if it's a cloudy, not everyone knows what Tzeitzak Ochavim is. Not everyone knows that. But everybody knows when you sit down for dinner. So the Brisa gave a little bit of an easier time. Whenever you sit down for dinner, that's the same time. That's Man Kriya Shema. Since I go chavim, that's a little complicated. You have to be an expert, three stars, what kind of stars, that's all complicated. What if it's cloudy? I told you it's very simple. Everyone knows, everyone eats dinner at the same time. Verminu, wait a minute. There's another Brisa that says, Me'im esai matzchil likros Kriya Shema ba'arvitz. When do you eat Kriya Shema at night? Rav Meir says when you eat on Friday night. When the time when a Kohen is able, he has the right to eat Truma. That's really Tzeitzak Ochavim. Even though there's no Raya, we don't have a proof of that. It says by... This is in Nehemiah when they were building the walls of Yerushalayim. So it says, "Va'anachnu osim malacha v'chatzim achzikin b'ramachim." We were busy building the wall. Me'alos hashachar ad teitakochavim. morning till night. So what do you see? Tzedek Rav is night. The Omer, and it says again in that pasuk. It says in that pasuk. It's the next pasuk actually. V'hayu lanu halayla mishmar v'yom malacha. At night we guarded, and in the day we did work. So my v'Omer. Why does the pasuk have to repeat itself? V'chi tema michi arva shimsha lailahu. Maybe when the sun sets, it's night. The inhu, but these guys, the workers, the machashchi umakadmi, maybe they got up even earlier. Maybe they worked at night. Maybe they got up before the dawn and started work early. Tashma, no, that's not possible. Vahayu lano halayla mishmar vayom malacha. Only the night was guarding, guard duty. No work at night. No building at night. And in the day we built. So you need both psukim to teach you that at night is tzedek hakochavim. That's the time. That's the night. Okay, so then why is it only a zecher? It's a beferish pasuk. Why is it only a zecher? I have a zecher that it says that not really have a raya. I don't have a raya. Why not? It's a good raya. They stopped working at night, and they started work in the morning. So the Emes LeYaakov answer is because they stopped when they stopped. Maybe the night still went on. Not possible. We're stopping now. The night could still go on. Who said the night stops? We're stopping. It's only a zecher. You hear that? Okay. Okay. Kasal gadaita. Now, the ani ubnei adam chadshiyuruhu. That the ani, right, and bnei adam of erev Shabbos is the same time. So what do we have? We have ani, kohen. And now we have a third time, Bnei Adam on Erev Shabbos. V'iyamrit Ani v'Kohen chad shiuruhu. If Ani and Kohen are the same time, which is what we started this discussion, then Chachamim hainu Reb Meir. But they're not arguing anything. They're all three zmanim here. They're all saying the exact same thing. Why do you have to say something for? If Reb Meir said Friday night, and you agree with that, so keep quiet. You said, no, obviously you're arguing. Eli, you're right. Shma mina. Ani shi'ur l'chud, when the ani eats, it's its own time. The kohen shi'ur l'chud, and the kohen is its own time. So the question is low. Ani v'kohen chad shi'uruhu. Really, it's the same time. When the ani eats dinner, same time. When the kohen can eat truma, same time. The ani b'nei adam lav chad shi'uruhu. But ani, and on a weekday, and regular people on a Shabbos, is a different time. Rashi says Shabbos is earlier, because he can't prepare on Shabbos. So you have to do it all earlier. That's an earlier Zman. As a matter of fact, that's the earliest Zman that we're going to have. When you make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, that's the earliest Zman that you can make Kriyas Shema. Okay? The Ani v'Kohen Chad Shiuruhu? Now, would you just say that Ani and Kohen are the same Zman? Again, Kohen's in our Mishnah. Ani here was a Braisa. V'Raminu. Wait a minute. Another Braisa. When can you recite Kriyas Shema at night? We're going to have five opinions. Number one, Rishasha Kadesh Hayom Ba'arvah Shabbosah. When you make Kiddush on Friday night. Whenever that time is, Kriyas Shema can be recited. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rishu Omer, Rishasha Kahanim Tumetorah Lechol B'Trumasah. At the time the Kahanim go to the mikvah, when they're ready to eat Truma, when they're tar. Rameir Omer, Rishasha Kahanim Tovlin Lechol Trumasah. When they're Tovel to go to the mikvah. Not when they're ready, even a little earlier. Because the Kohanim would wait, most people would wait, to go to the mikvah at the last possible minute. Because if I go to the mikvah at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and something happens during the rest of the day, I went to the mikvah for no reason. So I'll wait till the end of the day, and if I'm all clean, I'm all tar, go to the mikvah now. So push it off to the last, like right before Shkia, right before the day starts to change. So that's earlier than everything we said. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'halo Kohanim b'bod yomei tovlin. What are you talking about? They can go to the mikvah whenever they want. Now, it might not have been wise, it might not have been smart, but they could. That can't be a Zman. There's no Zman like that. They can go whatever they want.
What's the difference between Tahara and Tvila?
Tahara means it's night. I'm now Tar. Tvila means I went to the mikvah. So you can go to the mikvah at 9 o'clock in the morning also. Just you have to be careful. It only happens the rest of the day. That's not a wise thing to do, but you could do it. It's still Zman of mikvah. It's not a Zman. Whenever you want. Number four, Rabbi Chanin Omer, Misha Sha'oni Nichnat L'Echol Pito B'Belach. The time the Oni comes to eat dinner. Number five, At the time that most people go to have dinner. It'd be different than an Oni. And if Oni and Kohen are the same thing, then Rabbi Chanina hand to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Chanina, whose opinion number 4, and Rabbi Yehoshua, whose opinion number 2, are saying the exact same thing. Why would they say the exact same thing? Ella lav shmamina. It must be shiur de ani lechud, v'shiur de kohen lechud, shmamina. Ani and kohen are the exact same time. And by the way, that's exactly. I'm sorry. They're different. The shiur of an ani is different, and the shiur of a kohen is different. Our Mishnah said kohen. This other bride here says ani. And it argues on our Mishnah. Hai minayhu ma'uchar, which is the latest one. So mistabra the ani ma'uchar. Obviously, the ani must be the latest one. De'i amrit ani muktam. If ani would be earlier, then Rabbi Chanina hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Chanina, who said when the ani eats bread, and Rabbi Eliezer, who said erev Shabbos, that would end up being the same zman. Why would that end up being the same zman? I'll say in 1 second. El alav shmamina the ani ma'uchar shmamina. Ani is later. Here are the zmanim. The first. Earliest zman is when you make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. That's called, in our lingo, Shkia. Can't make Kiddush. That's what he says over here. That's what the Be'iri says that. Number 2 is the time that the Kahanim Tovel to eat Truma. That was Reb Meir in the 3rd Braitha. That's a little before Tzei Takochavim. Number 3 has 3 people. Our Mishnah, the Chacham of the 2nd Braitha, and Reb Yeshua of the 3rd Braitha. That all said different words that say the same thing, which is called Tzedek L'Chavim. Number 4 all said 3 opinions. It was the first Braisa, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Meir, after Tzedek L'Chavim. What did they all say? One said when the Oni eats dinner. One said when the Oni comes to eat dinner. And the third one was when the Bnei Adam come to eat dinner on Erev Shabbos. And the last man, which is the latest man, is the last one, Rabbi Achoy, in the name of Rabbi Acha, when Rov Bnei Adam come to eat on a weekday. And that's the latest man of all.
After taste.
Right? So you have to... when Tosfos said that we don't hold like the Mishnah, he meant to say we hold like one of the first 2 opinions. Either Shkia or before Tzei Takochavim, one of those 2 opinions. And that's why, about what we do in the shuls. All right? So we'll stop here by the 2 dots. And we'll pick up tomorrow. And everyone have a very good day and a very good Shabbos.